Today's market is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now in financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process, and that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The overnight parking restrictions in Baltimore's Fells Point neighborhood have been removed. The city previously posted signage prohibiting parking around Thames Street and Broadway between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and calling the area a tow-away zone. Businesses in the area are glad that the restrictions have been lifted, saying it's better for customers and employees. The city removed signs after conversations with community members and businesses, and there are no plans to reinstate the restrictions. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help the family of a 6-year-old pay for his funeral costs. The little boy was found dead from a gunshot wound in a home on Vine Street in Baltimore on Saturday. Police say no one else was in the home when they arrived at the scene, and officers recovered a gun. Dispatchers with 911 received calls about the shooting, but police have not said who made those calls. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds manage only 3 hits and strike out 17 times on their way to a 9-1 loss to Minnesota last night. It was the 10th loss in their last 14 games. Cade Povich allowed 5 runs in the third. Brandon Hyde after the game.
That's the story. Yeah, we got nothing going offensively. I thought Cade just had one bad inning. Misfired on a couple pitches. Gave us 6 innings. We're just pretty empty offensively.
Before the game, a glimmer of hope from Hyde on Zach Eflin.
He's going to throw a side tomorrow here, and then all goes well. Hopefully he will start for us one of the days in Anaheim over the weekend.
Ravens news, all eyes now turn to Tyler Loop as he inherits the Ravens' kicking mantle. Big shoes to fill, of course. Here's head coach John Harbaugh on what he's seen from Loop.
He's good. I mean, he's a talented guy. He's strong, and he's very consistent with his leg swing. I think he's one of these guys who's a kicking nerd, and you like to see that. I mean, he's really into every detail and technique, and he studied Justin a lot.
Loop spent 5 years at Arizona, including the COVID year, in a program record 62-yard field goal last year against Houston. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Hurricanes were just too much for the Caps. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking day to get outside. Sunshine, comfortable temperatures, 78 today. Tomorrow, scattered thunder showers in the afternoon, 80 the high. And scattered showers Friday, cooler, 68 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 69 degrees in Dundalk, 63 in Owings Mills, and 65 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. A lot going on. Not just here in Maryland, but across the entire country. You know what? All over the world, internationally. A lot going on. And it makes you wonder, you question how we elected some of the people that we've elected, right? I mean, obviously, President Trump, a great choice. Governor Westmore, could have been because he was hot. I don't know. We'll have to talk to some female voters about that. I guess I shouldn't discriminate, right? I guess some male voters could have voted for him for being attractive, too. Brian, was he on your ticket, on your ballot? No. I got a text here because we were talking about people voting based on looks for just a second. Mark in Reisterstown said, Kim, I voted for you twice, not because you're cute, even though I think you are, but because you actually know what you're doing. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. I do. You know, I sometimes get people, they'll say, well, why do you post certain pictures? In case you've missed my explanation on this, there are ways to build a following on social media. And there are a lot of Americans that are very shallow. Let's just be honest. So every once in a while, you know, posting selfies, posting pictures, whether you're out with family, whether you're on a boat, things like that. What it does is it attracts people that wouldn't normally follow you, right? Because they don't want to follow you. Maybe they're not a Trump supporter. Maybe they're not a Republican. And maybe you would have never, you know, came up on their newsfeed or what have you. But when you post certain pictures, sometimes you come up and you pop up for people that really have no idea who you are. And that I don't agree with your politics. And then they'll follow you based on that picture, right? And so when they follow you, they might at first, they'll resist, right? They'll write comments like, oh, you know, you're just a Trump supporter. You're in a cult, da, da, da. But they continue to follow you because you might post other pictures. And so eventually you start to like wear those people down. And I know it sounds crazy, but it does happen. It does happen. You have people that will follow you based on a picture. And then they start listening to what you, you know, the policies that you might support or what you think or where you stand on some of the issues. And then before you know it, you're changing their mind. And so I just want people to know, I don't always post pictures because I'm so vain and I think I look great. That's not why I'm always posting pictures. It's to attract those people that would never look twice at my page or follow me. Because they think that I am just a Republican or I am just a Trump supporter. So that is why I do it. So looks do come in handy. And the way that you look and the way you take care of yourself in politics obviously comes in handy. But it shouldn't be a reason why someone should vote for that person. But of course, like we said earlier, it does happen. In Canada, you had an election that took place. And we already knew that Justin Trudeau was out as the prime minister. Who took his place was Mark Carney. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I had never heard of Mark Carney. But you know what? I don't live in Canada. So that could have been. But, you know, when Mark Carney got into office, basically, he tried to flex some muscles and say, look, I know that President Trump was telling Justin Trudeau that Canada could possibly become the 51st state. But I'm telling you, as Mark Carney, that is not going to happen. And so just yesterday, the Canadian prime minister came to town. He was at the White House and he sat down to speak to President Trump in the Oval Office. And so I wanted you to hear just a few things in case you missed it. You might have saw it, but in case you missed it, they did talk about whether or not Canada could possibly be purchased by America. Take a listen.
Well, if I may, as you know, from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace that you visited as well.
That's true.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever. But the opportunity is in the partnership and what we can build together. And we have done that in the past. And part of that, as the president just said, is with respect to our own security. And my government is committed for a step change in our investment in Canadian security and our partnership. And I'll say this as well, that the president has revitalized international security, revitalized NATO, and us playing our full weight in NATO, and that will be part of it.
And they have. They have. Well, I must say, Canada is stepping up the military participation because Mark knew, you know, they were low, and now they're stepping it up, and that's a very important thing. But never say never. Never say never.
What? President Trump, it's like he's a comedian, but I don't think he means to be. He's just funny. Well, as you heard there, Mark Carney was basically saying, look, Canada will never be for sale. And President Trump was saying, never say never, never say never. And it was funny, right? It was like tongue in cheek. But, you know, I think he was also very serious. Never say never. I will say for a fact, I would never want Canada to be the 51st state. There are a lot of liberals in Canada. They believe in things like universal health care. They are also ones to not take public safety as seriously. I don't want them with us at all. We've got our own liberal problems. We don't need to add Canada to the mix. But I thought it was interesting because Mark Carney, the prime minister, he said that, quote unquote, the owners of Canada have said that it's not for sale. Now, I know he most likely is talking about the constituents, but that was a strange way to put it, wasn't it? The owners of Canada said that it is not for sale. Interesting. Also, I noted that Mark Carney seemed a bit nervous, and I say it happens. Mark Carney is, you know, he's just getting his feet wet in this prime minister position. I know there are people on social media saying, oh, well, you know, President Trump really had him on his heels, and he was very nervous. He looked like a child next to Trump, right? It was like, I think Ryan Fourier, he said it looked like the kid that was called into the principal's office. And I understand those takes for sure. And once you become the prime minister of Canada, I would think that you would have some cojones, right? I would think that you would, you know, you would be able to stand tall. I will say, though, I was not shocked that Mark Carney seemed nervous. I mean, President Trump is a big personality. He also was in a position where he was meeting him for the first time, from my understanding. And he was on his territory. And, of course, he's been talking about purchasing Canada. So I think Mark Carney probably was very nervous. But I would say not solely on the fact that, you know, he was meeting with President Trump. I would think he also had to make sure he used language that the Canadians would be proud of in the Oval Office. And so I think he was choosing his words in his mind wisely. So I could see why he seemed a bit reserved. They also talked about tariffs. Obviously, when President Trump talks about Canada, he mostly says how Canada needs us and we don't need Canada. Take a listen.
We want to make our own cars. We don't really want cars from Canada. And we put tariffs on cars from Canada. And at a certain point, it won't make economic sense for Canada to build those cars. And we don't want steel from Canada because we're making our own steel and we're having massive steel plants being built right now as we speak. We really don't want Canadian steel and we don't want Canadian aluminum and various other things because we want to be able to do it ourselves. And we, because of, you know, past thinking of people, we have a tremendous deficit with Canada. In other words, they have a surplus with us. And there's no reason for us to be subsidizing Canada. Canada's a place that will have to be able to take care of itself economically. I assume they can. I will tell you that Trudeau, when I spoke to him, I used to call him Governor Trudeau. I think that probably didn't help his election. But when I spoke to him, I said, so why are we taking your cars? Why are we taking your, we want to make them ourselves. I mean, I said, and if the price of your cars went up or if we put a tariff, if we put a tariff on your cars of 25%, what would that mean to you? He said, that would mean the end of Canada. He actually said that to me. And I said, that's a strange answer, but I understand his answer. But no, I mean, it's hard to justify subsidizing Canada to the tune of maybe $200 billion a year. We protect Canada militarily, and we always will. We're not going to, you know, that's not a money thing. But we always will. But, you know, it's not fair. But why are we subsidizing Canada $200 billion a year or whatever the number might be? It's a very substantial number. And it's hard for the American taxpayer.
All right. So basically, President Trump was calling Canada a welfare queen. That's basically what he was saying, that Canada is more of a dependent on the U.S., and he's saying that it's not fair. And I did note when he said he wanted to make sure that we make our own steel here in America, and that steel plants were getting underway. You know, my ears perked up because, of course, we're going to hopefully start building the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And if it costs a little less money to get the steel over to the bridge, and, you know, that's great news, right? That is great news. But I think a lot of people agreed with Trump during that conversation. He wasn't, you know, sitting there aggressively. There was none of that. There wasn't any heated exchange back and forth like what happened with the president of Ukraine, Zelensky. I think it was a very decent conversation. You could tell that Mark Carney seemed a little taken back. I don't think he believes that Canada is as dependent on the U.S. as they are. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know what that number is. Obviously, we were hearing numbers from President Trump there. But no matter what the number might be, I think a lot of people voted for Trump to make sure that we do cut back on supporting other countries. And regardless of that number, we're expecting to see some kind of, you know, decrease in the money that we're sending for humanitarian aid, or even, you know, the money we're spending to help them when it comes to even just, you know, protecting their border. So I thought it was a great conversation. Not sure how you felt about it, but that was the gist of it. I think that Canada does need us more than we need them. And I think that Mark Carney, the new prime minister, seems like he has a very level head, and he'll probably make decisions that is in the best interest of Canadians. And he did actually post on X after his meeting. I saw the timestamp. It was about 3 hours after the meeting in the Oval Office. And Mark Carney said that he is excited to work with President Trump and build a relationship that works for both. And so, again, no hard feelings. I know when Mark Carney got in office, he was like, tell President Trump, we're not the 51st state. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. And it seems to me that he came to his senses just a bit, and he changed his tune. Now, speaking of changing your tune, I did want to just mention here that Stephen A. Smith had a video out yesterday from his podcast. And he basically pointed out, you know, what you just heard there from Mark Carney. He pointed out the fact that Democrats, no matter, you know, if they like Trump or not, it's in their best interest to at least work with him. Again, this is Stephen A. Smith pointing this out. And I think that's what Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, I think that's what he showed yesterday. He showed Canadians and Americans, yes, I'm not a big fan of President Trump, but if I want to get anything accomplished, I have to work with the man. And so here's Stephen A. Smith, again, being the voice of reason for the Democrat Party. Take a listen.
Whether you're an elected politician or you're somebody that's going to have to do business with him, you're going to have to recognize you're going to have to appease him to some degree. You're going to have to do that. I've been critical of him for years. But he was nice on News Nation. You know why? I said, good evening, Mr. President. Good to talk to you. Something as simple as that. Remember when he was at the NABJ, National Association for Black Journalists, over the summer? And Rachel Scott did a phenomenal job interviewing her. She asked the right questions. She asked the questions that people wanted to know. But what did Trump say? That's just a nasty, nasty question. You didn't even say hello. How are you?
You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you?
See what I'm saying? You don't even say, hello, how are you? It matters to him. And that's not to say that there's a reason or justification for doing any of the things that he may have done or will continue to do. It's just knowing the hand that you're dealt and knowing who you're dealing with. And that's what you're going to have to learn about him. If you don't already know. If you want to do business with him, you're going to have to make sure that you're ready to engage in some level of capitulation. Even if it's something as simple as being well-mannered. If you are an elected official and you have to work on behalf of your constituency and you're going to have to cross that aisle, it can't be imitating Mitch McConnell when Barack Obama was in office and he said, our goal here is to make him a one-term president. That's not going to fly with this guy. He's got the House, he's got the Senate, he's got the White House. He's got the Supreme Court. 6-3 majority. You're going to have to figure out a way to do something to get a semblance of what you want. That is the way that it goes, whether you like it or not.
And that was Stephen A. Smith yelling and screaming on his podcast, as he always does. But that's a great message for, I think, Governor Wes Moore, Anthony Brown, right? They're suing the Trump administration and also asking for more federal dollars. We got Mayor Brandon Scott, who decided that the city of Baltimore was going to be the DEI capital, he said, of the country, as President Trump was getting rid of DEI. And I would say, you know, to all the Dems, don't want to look like they're working on behalf of their constituents, I think you should listen to Stephen A. Smith, Wes Moore, and others. You're going to have to figure this out, or you're not going to get anything done. All right, before we go to break, I want you to imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or Kim Klasick Live. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar. I need you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. And for your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or if it's easier, go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit Jarvis Appliance.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson Wednesday on the show. Great Britain takes a major turn right. Starmer is out.
Right, right. You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say.
Kristi Noem makes mincemeat of Democrats on Capitol Hill.
Hey, where's the beef?
And the governor of Maine and her sister make a lot of money off transgenderism.
Huh. We just want to pop. You're off.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
All right. right, all right. We're talking about the Canadian Prime Minister meeting with President Trump yesterday. He still says Canada is not for sale. I, for one, I'm happy about that. I don't want Canada to be the 51st state. We've got enough liberal problems. We really do. I wanted to check real quick here. Ask you again if you would go to WCBM.com and take part in the poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's a very, very simple question. Should every horse have to compete for the Triple Crown? Yes or no? So far, 72% of you say no. 28% of you say yes. I feel as though, and I know this is very emotional for me to even say all this, I feel as though that it takes away from the excitement. I have a text here from Anthony. Anthony says, Kim, they don't want to take the chance on the horse taking a straight bullet. You know what? That could happen, Anthony. he could be horse jacked, those jockeys. That's a very scary thing. But no, in all seriousness, I think when you understand that sovereignty is not racing here, after, you know, Sovereignty pulled out that win in the Kentucky Derby, because he wasn't even the favorite. Remember, it was journalism and was it Bezos? Yeah, it was journalism and Bezos. Sovereignty was not the favorite to win. So when Sovereignty won, I looked at it and I said, wow, somebody made some good money. I'm happy to see it if they bet on Sovereignty. But, you know, here you can't bet on Sovereignty now in the Preakness because Sovereignty isn't coming. Sovereignty is saying, oh, I'm just going to go to the Belmont Stakes. I don't know. I just don't think that's fair. I think it adds to the excitement, and it might get more people to want to go to the Preakness and take part in the festivities if they knew that a Triple Crown could be won here. I did just want to note, the last time there was a Triple Crown winner, it was in 2018, and the horse's name was Justify. I would love for each horse, especially once they've won the Kentucky Derby, I would love for it to be a thing where they had to go for the Triple Crown. But many of you guys don't agree. And this is what I love about the show. A lot of you didn't agree with me yesterday. Because I said with the self-deportations, I don't want to give any money out to those to self-deport. No, just leave. And if you don't leave, we'll arrest you. We'll kick you out of here ourselves. But a lot of you made some very good comments and made a lot of sense and said, look, in the long run, it's just a lot cheaper and we'd rather just get rid of them right out of the gate. I get it. I do get it. But do you really want these horses to not have to race for the Triple Crown? Really? The self-deportation, that's one thing. But the Triple Crown, that's another. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about, you know what? There was a good article in the Baltimore Brew I got to touch on. Did you know Mayor Scott believes that he could go national? I feel somewhat responsible for this travesty. I really do. We'll talk about that. And also, three restaurants are closing at Columbia Mall. It's because of the crime and violence. Shocker, right? We'll discuss that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Most travelers must have a real ID now to fly in the U.S. or face extra screening. Passengers will need to present a real ID or passport to avoid additional identity checks at the airport. The Ford Motor Company has announced tariff-induced price hikes on some of its vehicles. Prices on the Mustang Mach-E, electric SUV, Maverick pickup, and Bronco Sport will increase by as much as $2,000 on some models. All three are produced in Mexico. Pakistan calls India's missile strikes an act of war and claims it downed several Indian fighter jets. It's the worst confrontation between the two rivals since 2019 when they came close to war. The Federal Reserve will announce its decision on interest rates later today. The Dow up 233. This is SRN News.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it doesn't matter if you're a year early, a month early, or a day early, but you can't be a day late. That's why millions of Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. Right now, you can get their 4-week emergency food supply, plus an incredible bonus, 4 free 72-hour food kits. That's an extra 12 days worth of food, absolutely free. This kit provides hearty, delicious meals for 4 weeks with 2,000-plus calories per day, 12 essential vitamins and minerals, and a shelf life of up to 25 years. And for a limited time, they're including 12 additional days of food absolutely free, which means right now is the best time to get prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today to claim your 4-week food kit, plus an extra 12 days of free food. Offer ends soon. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's whiff last night in Minnesota.
2-2 swung on a miss, and Pablo Lopez strikes out the side here in the top half of the first inning.
Call courtesy of Twins TV, and that was just the beginning. Birds whiffed 17 times in all last night. Kate Povich gives up 5 big ones in the third, and the Birds land with a thud, 9-1 the final. Caps and Canes last night, game one, goes to overtime, tied at 1.
Now Orloff around behind for Martinuk. That one goes back to the point to Slavin. And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen! Carolina wins game one in overtime!
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. The Hurricanes fired 65 shots last night, 32 blocked by the Caps. But Slavin's got through, 2-1 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, there'll be no Triple Crown winner this year. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Mother Nature putting the wet weather on pause for just one day. Another cold front on the way. More rain tomorrow and Friday, but today's a dry day. 78 this afternoon. Tomorrow starts out partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, near 80 the high tomorrow. Lots of clouds Friday, more scattered showers, and it is cooler. 68 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/tuneup.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
N62225. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Look, this next topic, I'm going to have to be honest with you. I feel responsible for this. I really do. And I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance. All that time that I spent making fun of Mayor Brandon Scott and the fact that he needed media training, well, at some point in time, he must have heard us and heard the show. Often I would say, you know, like I know. And I was just teasing him. I know it seemed a bit mean, I'm sure, at times. But I just felt as though you've been an elected official your entire adult life. You're now in your 40s. Please, please just speak as if you've been a politician your entire adult life. You know, that's really all my request was. It was just you know, try to do a little bit better when you step up to the mic, you know? And I didn't think I was asking for much. Well, it's because of our conversations here that the Baltimore Brew is now reporting that Mayor Scott has expanded his communications team to fit his second term ambitions. I know. He's got some new hires in the office. And according to the Baltimore Brew, this also includes a former personal aide to the quote-unquote second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, right? That's Kamala Harris's husband, which is a one-time top honcho for the DNC, an ex-White House researcher, and a young speechwriter. He handpicked all of these individuals that look as though that they were somehow involved with the Biden and Harris campaign. And he has expanded the budget. Mayor Scott has expanded the budget in his office. And the Baltimore Brew is reporting, and I think many people will feel the same way, that he's hiring some of these speechwriters and those communication specialists because he did, in fact, decide to get some media training. And we pointed this out when he gave his State of the City address, where he did like a TED Talk style. But I even pointed out, I said, look, he sounds so much better. It was like night and day. Now, look, he put a little bit of effort in, just a couple months, and he sounds better already. And when you really work at something like that, I think it does help significantly. Many of you called the show after the State of the City address and said, Kim, now this is your fault. This guy thinks that he's going to go somewhere because he's got the media training. Well, guess what? He does believe that. He does. When I talk about expanding the budget, Mayor Scott, he increased his budget by 68%. 68%. From $630,000 to $1.1 million. And that expansion basically includes the pay, the salary for these new people that he brought on. Now, granted, these people were brought on, you know, because they no longer had a job, obviously. Kamala Harris did not win. But you would have thought that they would come at a discount after that, right? It's like, if she didn't win, you're now unemployed, and I'm going to help you out by employing you here in Baltimore. Well, it doesn't seem like they came at a discount. Some of them that came on are making six figures. In case you didn't know, the deputy commission director is making $135,000 a year in Mayor Brandon Scott's office. That's the deputy commission communications director. Sorry about that. So they're making a ton of money in his office. But they're now talking about the fact that Mayor Brandon Scott believes that he could go further, whether going to Congress, right, whether the House or the Senate, or possibly, who knows, maybe he has his eyes on the Oval Office. Here's what I will say about that, because I know many of you were worried that he's going to, you know, try to take his lies on the road. He can take the lies on the road like Governor Westmore has done. But there are some serious issues here, okay? During Mayor Brandon Scott's first term as mayor, the crime and violence was out of control. Now, a lot of that, he could say, would be thanks to State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. But he never asked Marilyn Mosby to get things under control. It was almost as if we talked about this, like he was some kind of coward, like he didn't want to say she's to blame for a lot of these repeat violent offenders, even though he was saying it somewhat in so many different ways, but he never pointed the finger directly at her, causing obviously high non-fatal shooting numbers, high homicide rate. He has been in office here in Baltimore as either a city councilman or the interim city council president or even the mayor, where there has been significant homicides and non-fatal shootings. And also, keep in mind, the carjackings have gone up under his leadership, and the juvenile crime is sky high under his leadership. He also has another issue where I believe that even if he tries to take, you know, those lies on the road, just what I named there, he has a serious issue that you could say Governor Westmore does not have. And that is the fact that Mayor Brandon Scott, his entire career until right now, like even as a few weeks ago, he has made a lot of comments about race. He has made some very disparaging comments against Caucasian people. And when we were here last week, one of you texted in a text line saying, hey, I think it might have been Priscilla, saying, I recall that he made some terrible comments and saying that, oh, we're only going to give money to Black-run nonprofits instead of nonprofits run by white people. Remember, we went to go look it up, and then Brian, the producer, was so kind as to get the audio clip for us and play it here on the show. But yes, that is an issue that Mayor Scott has. He was so busy, during even the defund the police movement, he was blaming the police for crime and violence in Baltimore City. He blames white people for a lot of the issues in Baltimore City. He blames white people for a lot of the issues across the country. He is very anti-Trump. And he has made some comments like, saying, I want Baltimore to be the DEI capital of the world, that would put him in a position where he cannot win if he went for the Oval Office. Now, could he win a Senate seat or a House seat here in Maryland? Possibly. I mean, look, if they put Johnny O up there, they could put anybody out there. But he could possibly win one of those seats. But when you have a situation where you cater to, which on the national level is only 14% of the population, those numbers aren't going to get you in the Oval Office. And so he can media train till he's blue in the face. Those comments are still online. You can pull up those clips at any point in time, just a simple Google search. And he's made these comments over and over and over again, to the point where I told you I have a friend also in media here in the state who has commented, and he's a black guy. He has said that he believes that Mayor Scott is, in fact, racist against white people. And I told you guys, well, I'm not willing to just jump on that train, right? Just call somebody a racist. But this is a guy where I consider him to be very intelligent, very high IQ. And he said, no, you could see it. You could see it. He has a disdain for white people. It is very obvious. And so even when he won re-election, I thought to myself, I'm like, you know what? Sheila Dixon's going to win this race. I kept thinking she's got to win. Because if you're looking at the demographic, right, in the city of Baltimore, it's not, the city is not just black. And it was hard to understand why anybody white would even vote for Mayor Brandon Scott, considering the comments that he has made time and time again about how he wants to put black people basically above white people in the city. So on a national stage, that can't win. It won't win. It's impossible. And so I will just say, Mayor Scott and friends, if you're listening to the show, I don't see how you clean up any of that rhetoric. And I will say, even that clip that you played, Brian the producer, last week, where he was talking about white-run nonprofits. Remember, he said, there are people on my staff that are going to be mad at me, but I'm going to say it anyways. Remember that? Yeah. So, yeah, there probably were people on your staff that were mad at you. Because if you ever had any ambitions to go even further, I mean, you just continue to shoot them down. And those types of comments are the reason. You can't cater to just 14% of the population, which is the black population, and think that you're going to win, on the national level. No, you don't have the numbers. Not there. And so I'm glad that he got some media training. I'm sad that the taxpayers are on the hook for it. Right now, the state's in a deficit. Baltimore City itself is in a deficit. But Mayor Brandon Scott expanded his budget for his office alone to $1.1 million. And that is because he has people in his office making six-figure salaries that are basically helping him, speak to the general population. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're assisting him with, whatever he needs to present himself in a better light. And so taxpayers, you were on the hook for that. If you want to read about this, you can. It's in the Baltimore Brew. But I stand by what I say there. There's absolutely no possible way for Mayor Scott to win on the national level with the comments that he has made in the past. Those are going to come to a head. People, whoever runs against him, even in the Democrat primary, they'll put that in an ad. And they'll show it time and time again, time and time again. You cannot cater to just a small percentage and think that you're going to go into the Oval Office. Won't happen. Even if you have, because of course we have this issue in Baltimore City, even if you have like those white liberals where they say they feel like this white guilt, right? They're like, oh, I'm white and I have this privilege. And so I'm going to vote for black people, or I'm going to put a Black Lives Matter sign in my yard, which is really ridiculous. I know. But you do. You have some people that feel guilty for being white. And for that, they've been voting for, black elected officials because they feel as though that it will help with their guilt. Now, you will have some of those votes on the national level. But if you're looking at the entire country as a whole, it still doesn't win you the Oval Office. It doesn't. I've got a caller here, Theodore in Parkville. Theodore, Good morning, Theodore. How are you?
Well, I'm listening to you, and once again, you've gotten your politics out there and all the talking points of the Republican Party. But I will say this in reference to Mr. Scott. Basically, if you want to find a forum or a policy on how to lose elections, listen to you, because you're very good at losing the elections. And basically, what he just stated in reference to the online prophecy, it's just history. I mean, you people on your side, particularly the self-hating black people who are Republicans like you, basically, you don't even think about what you're saying. The Republican CPAC meeting they have every year, this will tell you how what they think about black people. CPAC was sponsored this year and is sponsored every year by the John Birch Society, a racist society, a racist group. They sued to stop civil rights bills. They sued to stop the Brown versus Board of Education. But yet you talk about what people do and what people speak about. Why don't you check yourself? Why would you,
Theodore,
why
who
would
voted
you go,
for the Civil Rights Act?
Why would you support a party that is so
Theodore, evil? Theodore, which party voted for civil rights? Which party?
I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about right now. I can
Theodore, that would be the Republican Party.
That's
the Republican Party.
The Republican talking point.
The Republican Party.
200 years ago, the Democrats were the ones who supported slavery.
No,
right,
no, no. Democrats are the ones that created KKK.
Who is supporting rights now?
Well, Theodore, you don't want to have a conversation, then I can't have you on the line, because this is a two-way conversation. I want to talk to you, but you got to stop talking over me. I let you speak.
I didn't talk over you. You interrupted me. But
that's not true. That's not true. Theodore, in the 60s, when it came to the Civil Rights Act, it was the Republican Party that voted for civil rights. The Democrats voted against the civil rights. When it comes to the KKK, it was the Democrats that created the KKK after abolishing slavery, because they wanted to grab those black people and show them who they're dealing with now that they're no longer slaves. Again, that was the Democrat Party. That was the Democrats.
At one time in your life, Ms. Klasik, you were talking about numbers and cats and dogs, but once you grew up, you changed. Everybody changed.
Theodore, what does this have to do with...
You
brought up the civil rights group.
Ms. Klasik, 100 years ago.
Theodore, you just brought up the civil rights group at CPAC. That's why we're talking about civil rights.
I didn't bring up the civil rights group. I brought up the John Birch Society, which you are afraid to even pronounce right now. The John Birch Society. It's a hateful, racist group, and every year they sponsor that meeting. So guess what? That tells people what the Republican at right now.
So you believe Mayor Brandon Scott can win the Oval Office at some point?
Pardon me?
You believe Mayor Brandon Scott can win the Oval Office?
Mr. Scott has not even thought about going to the Oval Office.
No, that's what the Baltimore Brew is reporting, because of how he hired these people from the Biden-Harris campaign. Are you listening to the show at all? That's why we're talking about this.
So he hired those people to make him a presidential contender?
Yes, that's what they're reporting. Are you listening to the Baltimore Brew?
I'm listening to the show, but why don't you ask the man why he hired him?
Because he won't speak to me. He's like you. He won't talk to me.
Well, there's a reason why he won't talk to you. You come on the radio and you spout all this stuff and you talk about integrity.
Well, I think I did help him.
Integrity, and yet you support
Thank
a
you,
man.
Theodore. You Thank support- you. I did help Mayor Brandon Scott, and I think lots of us helped him, because we did point out that he needed media training. I think a lot of people across the country pointed out and called him a DEI mayor because he sounded like one and he presented himself like one. You know, you can't be the mayor of a major city in this country and continue to step up to the mic or do media hits in some hoodie, a sweatshirt, you know, without your hair being combed. You can't do it. And then you sit in the seat and you talk about how, you know, you were all fine with DEI. I'm sorry, and I have to disagree with you, Theodore. You said that, you know, with his language that he used about white-run nonprofits, there are a lot of white people that were very upset with the fact that he said that. There are people of all colors that are upset with the fact that he said that. Thank goodness you have some nonprofits, not a ton, but you have some nonprofits willing to do the work in Baltimore City. Thank goodness, whether they were white-run or black-run or Hispanic-run or Asian-run, I don't think it really matters. If they're getting results And there are kids that are getting off the streets, and they're helping those get, you know, whether they're gainfully employed or whatever they need to help to move forward with their families. I think it's great. I don't think it matters the skin color of the person that runs the organization if they're getting positive results. So, yes, it is in my view, because of those comments that were made, he cannot win the Oval Office. We saw many press conferences where he would go after a shooting and he would stand up at the podium with Commissioner Worley. And at some point, there was Commissioner Harrison. And again, he would make some really crazy comments that had to do with race. That doesn't win on the national level. It just doesn't. And so no matter how much media training he gets right now, which I noted at the city of the state, the State of the City address, he sounded a lot better. But it doesn't take away from the fact that the internet is forever. And those comments, you can pull them up at any point in time. And yes, I would love for Mayor Scott to come on the show and speak to me, but he's a coward. He will not do it. I've asked. I've asked even county executive, interim county executive Kathy Klausmeier. They won't even return a phone call or an email. And at the end of the day, we have a lot of Democrats that are very mediocre in this state. They know that they're mediocre, but they know that they're going to win because you have people like Theodore that's going to vote blue no matter who. And so we continue to sit in this position. But if any of them want to come on the show, they're more than welcome. I just know that they don't have what it takes to have a conversation with me.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit BGESmartEnergy.com/tuneup.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Look, there's going to be some short-term pain. Absolutely. Prices will rise through some of this stuff until things settle down. The market will probably go down significantly today because they don't like trade wars. They don't like the idea. Nobody knows how long it's going to last. But I think President Trump is in it to win it. And finally, we have an American president that puts America
first. The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It was 1980. All right. I know there are a lot of people that are... whenever Theodore or some others call in, get a lot of text messages about it. And I understand that. And I... Look, as you probably heard, when I'm on the line with whether, you know, it's people that disagree with me, you know, any of those guys, I try to have a civil conversation because I want to be able to have that dialogue and talk to them. Theodore is always a bit more difficult because he doesn't really want to talk to you. He kind of just wants to just say his piece, right? And so that's kind of where you are. I got a text here from Anthony. He says, how hateful. Imagine keeping that garbage in your head for so many years. And you know what? That is what it comes down to be honest with you. And I will say there is a particular group of voters, I would say on that the high end of the baby boomers and above, you know, when they die off, and I know it's awful to say it that way, but when they die off, I think that you will see a shift in this country. Of course, you know, some race baiters keep racism alive and well. To those that didn't know this, and I know many of you do, when it comes to the Civil Rights Act, you had the Republican Party voting for it and the Democrat Party voting against it. And many of us know that the Democrat Party, that's the party that created the KKK. And so if we ever want to talk about any of the history of the parties, this is why Frederick Douglass said that he will always be a Republican. And hopefully we'll get back to a point in time where people understand that about our history. We shall see. All right, coming up next, three restaurants are closing at Columbia Mall. There are some people that were interviewed in the area that said, you know what, I don't blame them. And then also I've got Trump's approval rating that I want to play for you, and this is from CNN. But then before all of that, we've got our guest, Ellis Dukart. He is the state director for Pennsylvania's Early Vote Action. And Early Vote Action was actually founded by Scott Pressler. Many of you guys know Scott. And they're putting a lot of work in on the ground. So again, these are things that I want to focus on as we head towards the midterms. That and more coming up next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know?